Traveling folk singer John Craigie recently played a show in Wilmington. I sat down with him to speak about the difficulties of remaining original while working in a form firmly rooted in American folk tradition. He spoke about the musical environment he entered when he began as a performer.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? I had just come out. And Johnny Cash had died kind of around the same time, too. So everyone was playing Johnny Cash songs or these old songs, and everyone was singing like these coal mining songs and these old train songs, which was cool, and that was really hip at the time, but that's derivative. True folk music, which someone like John Prine or Bob Dylan during his time, is always about just like singing about what's happening right now to you and to the stuff around you. And therefore, it's kind of a very safe genre and a very strong genre because it'll always be unique and it'll always be new, even though the framework of it is sort of derivative, I think. As long as you're honest, like, it's going to be fresh. And I think people who come to the shows, they appreciate that.
Yeah, well, out here on the road, ties swell and the limits bleed. One minute y'all hero, the next minute y'all sleep. Yeah, you can fall in love 100 times, and no one will ever know all. You could shed 1,000,000 layers, still be sweating in the snow.
Craigie's songs are frequently rooted in place. His 2009 album, Montana Tale, features expansive ruminations on the American West, and his latest album, The Apocalypse Is Over, takes on the sights and sounds of the Big Easy.
Yeah, I tend to kind of get inspired by regions and by locations, as you know, a lot of my songs end up being about towns and cities. And this, I started going to New Orleans a couple years ago. A friend of mine moved down there. Gave me an opportunity. I'd been before, but it gave me an opportunity to kind of to be there, stay there for a few days, and just really fell in love with the city and with the music. I was just getting really inspired. I was writing a lot of songs when I would be down there, and I kind of kept thinking, how could I bring this flavor into my music without going over the top?
Man, got a new heart up in Vancouver, took me all the way down to Louisville. Just enough time to tune my guitar, climb on stairs while the place got filled. And it's a world to world with all kinds of people, from the born against to the barely legal. I'm on stage trying to please everyone, or at least a few that choose to listen.
When I asked Craigie about his home base, he reluctantly said San Francisco, but he was quick to note that he's almost constantly on tour these days.
One more month to go, and then I'll be taking a little break around Christmas time.
Great. That's a long stretch.
That's what I do, though, you know. Yeah. It's all one big stretch, you know. I don't really... By break, I mean like a few days off.
And it doesn't sound like John Craigie will be slowing down anytime soon. This is Jason Hess, WHQR Music.
My fans up in Whitefish say I got settled down somewhere. This roaming and rambling won't get me anywhere. Everybody's screaming Nashville, that's where the stars meet. So I picked up my guitar and I hit.